To another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and stick around for the next hour and you'll hear one of the most interesting shows I've ever put out, because on it we're going to have a couple of guests from Roadworks. Lawrence and Sam Rhodes are here, and they're going to play some live music for you, and we're going to talk about their new album, which you've been hearing in the last few sessions of Back Porch Bluegrass. So relax, get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something like that. You're listening to a tune called Mystery Creek that's going on. After that, we'll kick off with some bluegrass from Rhonda Vincent from her One Step Ahead album, Kentucky Borderline, and One Step Ahead of the Blues. So let's hear out Mystery Creek. That's just nearby where we're having the Kiwigrass Festival. And we'll hear that out, and then we'll hear some Rhonda Vincent.
Whistle blowing, listen to her engine keeping time. whistle blowing, listen to her engine keeping time. Kentucky borderline, Kentucky and pray to make it through one more. As the winter wind rushes in and chills me to the core, I've lost so much that nothing is all I've got to lose. It's one day till tomorrow, and I'm one step ahead of the blues. Sliding, this I know is true. I'm barely just one step ahead of the blues. Now every day I hope and pray to make it through one more. As the winter wind rushes in and chills me to the core, I've lost so much that nothing is all I've got to lose. It's one day till tomorrow, and I'm one step ahead of the blues. Rushes in and chills me to the core. I've lost so much that nothing is all I've got to lose. It's one day till tomorrow, and I'm one step ahead of the blues. It's one day till tomorrow, and I'm one step ahead of the blues.
That was Rhonda Vincent with One Step Ahead of the Blues. And we've got some guys in here that are several paces way ahead of the blues. They've been playing some great music around Hamilton, around New Zealand, around Australia, and always receive a great reception everywhere I go. From the Roadworks group, I have Lawrence.
Hello, thank you. Pleasure being here.
Okay, Lawrence is a guitar player. And Sam?
Hello.
G'day, Sam. And I've got Dad sitting in the corner who may not say anything yet, but he might by the time we've finished. and Lawrence is holding a guitar that he made.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. I made this one a few years ago now at Johan's workshop out in Cambridge.
Yes. Yes, we've had Johan on the show, interviewed him.
Yes, yep.
And it's a good guitar. It's your workhorse guitar.
Yes, it is. It's a bit rough because I was 13 when I made it, and I'm definitely keen to make more. But this is the guitar I always play, and it's got a lovely sound now, nice and mellow.
Yeah, great. Yeah. This is radio. So how old are you now, Lawrence?
I'm 17 at the moment.
Okay, and that's going to change eventually,
is
it?
Yes, probably,
okay,
most
right.
Likely.
Just at the moment, you're 17. Okay, that's great. Sam, how old are you?
I'm 15 currently, but you know, that's probably going to change.
Yeah, okay. And you're playing a Gibson mandolin. That's not averagely what you see in the hands of a 15-year-old New Zealander.
That's correct. This mandolin is what I've been playing for a while. It was sent to me by Maddie Whitler of the Lonely Heartstring Band, which happened to be coming out to Kiwigrass in February. So
yeah, that's going to be really cool having them here. You're going to the academy, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, while you guys have got those instruments, why don't you pick a tune from your repertoire and play some live music for us? Tell us what the tune is.
Sure. This is Salt Spring. I think it's a John Reichman tune.
Sure.
John Reichman has been featured on the show. I love his playing, so yeah.
Alrighty, well, we'll try this one then.
Okay. John Reichman would be absolutely thrilled, I think, to hear you guys play that.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
That sounded real good. Let me talk to you a little bit. I'll start with Lawrence, seeing he's the oldest. How did you start playing music?
Good question, actually. It was because of Sam.
Right.
Blame me.
Yeah, I'm blaming you for this. Sam decided he wanted to play the violin and was very persistent about it.
Yes.
And eventually, Mum, Dad got him a violin, and the teacher we happened to get was a fiddle teacher, Julie Peskett, and she brought us along to the bluegrass club, your bluegrass club, and I decided that I thought it would be a bit of fun to back Sam on the guitar, so I picked that up, and it all kind of started there.
What age were you about this time?
Probably about 10, 11 maybe.
Yeah, cool. Mm. And then you started listening to other parts of music, you know, what do you listen on, CDs or online? You're a very tech-savvy family.
Yeah, we listened quite a lot, just about everything pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah, so not just bluegrass, you get other ideas from other places, but yeah, we do listen to a lot online, at music festivals, folk festivals, we get exposed to new artists who then in turn expose us to new music from different artists, and we buy CDs and listen to their material and repertoires.
Yeah, same process. I remember that process 50 years ago or more. And it was a bit more of a challenge buying music in those days, but we did it. You didn't learn that guitar technique from watching me. How did you learn your right-hand control?
I'm not really sure where I learned that. Probably from just sitting in jam sessions, especially in mountain grass, watching other players from America.
Yes.
Kind of trying to mirror their technique in a way.
Yes.
And then, of course, I discovered Tony Rice, and I've kind of addicted to his music and looking at his technique and trying to figure out how he gets that clean sound he does. But, yeah.
Right.
I'm slowly trying to develop a picking technique that I'm happy with, but I think that's going to be a while before I get there.
You will continue to work on it for years and years. Okay, Sam, let's talk to you. Mandolin, fiddle, I understand. Mandolin is a slightly odder thing to choose to play. What made you pick on mandolin?
Well, my fiddle teacher just happened to bring in a mandolin one day.
Yes.
And I kind of picked it up. And, you know, since it's got the same tuning as a violin, it makes it a little bit easier in some ways. It's just picking rather than bowing.
Yes.
And I picked it up and I strummed a few chords on it and thought, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I went out and got my own, and I really just started watching other players and just trying to pick up little pieces from everybody I saw at the time.
Yes.
And, yeah, also was playing a bit of more Celtic music as well.
Yes.
Which would have supported some of my picking that I'm doing now. But yeah, that's really just how I started learning the mandolin, all just a bunch of, you know, happy accidents.
Now, when you're playing now, you look like you're thinking in mandolin. It must be like learning another language, which I've never done. Or never done properly, where eventually you start thinking in that language as well. And you're definitely thinking in mandolin when you're playing it. You know, it's your natural instrument. You still play fiddle and you still play guitar and bass, like you always sort of learn other instruments as well. But mandolin is really what you think in.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of just my go-to instrument.
Yes.
It'll be sitting on the couch at home, and I'll just pick it up and start playing. You know, that's really just what I do now.
Yes. Well, and as a go-to, it's a Gibson, what model
Gibson
is it?
F5L Custom Fern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool mandolin to have.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, do you want to pick, you've got a new CD, do you want to tell me about the CD that you've got?
Yeah, sure. That's Roadworks Unrealistic Expectations.
Yes.
Mainly because there's unrealistic expectations. That's our newest release, which we recorded at home, mixed and mastered by Bruce.
That's your dad?
Yes, it's dad. So most of the songs on there are original, but there is a few covers on there, which we've kind of made our own renditions of. But so that's just been released.
Oh, we'll pick a track off it.
We'll probably play Soon May the Wellerman Come, which is what track 10, is it? Track 10.
Yep, and tell us a bit about it.
So that's a story behind that song is we are playing Cafe 121 up in Auckland, which is run by Chris Presley, and he asked us to play in the Phil Garland tribute concert at Auckland Folk Festival last year, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, and he asked us if we would play that song, and we said, yeah, sure. So we listened to it. It's a traditional New Zealand folk song about a whaling ship, I believe. And we kind of made our own sort of bluegrass rendition of it, and that's what came out of
it. Okay, here it comes.
Have a listen.
There was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about it down, blow my bully boy's bow. Soon may the wellerman come, carry our sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Went down on a ride of whale, and bore the captain called on. swore he'd take that whale in tow. Before the boat had hit the water, the West Hell came up and caught her. All hands to the side, harpooned and pulled her when she dived below. Soon may the wellerman come, carry her sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind must out of greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. He took that ship in tow. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. Our boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale would go. Soon may the whaleman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular calls to encourage the captain, crew and all. There was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about it down, though my bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
That's a great song and a good rendition of it. You did fine. That was you playing banjo, Lawrence?
Yes. Well, it was an attempt anyway.
Oh, no. It sounded good. It sounded right. I knew Phil Garland and played some music with him at different times, and he did some excellent songs. And,
yes.
He dug them out of all sorts of places and always made them into his songs, which is good. So he'd be pleased to hear you making one of his songs into your song. That was great. Do you like hearing yourself play on... It's funny, I always listen and think, oh, I wish I'd done that. Oh, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah, I wish I'd done that.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Never happy with it.
I always regard a recording as like a photograph. A photograph is what you look like at that point in time.
Yes.
And to me, a recording is that point in time. And it's always going to be different. If you did it 2 weeks later or a year before, it would have been different, you know.
Yeah.
And once you start that, you don't get so het up about how bad you sounded on a recording. Well, that's my approach to it anyway. You guys have been playing consistently around New Zealand at everything, markets, street concerts, to folk concerts, festivals. Tell us what you've got coming up. That's probably most important.
We're just about out of our festival season and going into winter for hibernation. Yeah. But we've got the Whangatiao Folk Club tomorrow, and after that Auckland Folk Festival, and of course Kiwigrass, which we'll be playing it, and then after that I think we're pretty much free.
Okay.
Free for a while. Probably a few farmers markets in amongst there somewhere.
Yep. Yes, okay, yeah. So Whangatiao will be good fun tomorrow night.
Yes, hopefully, yep.
Always is, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And then Auckland Folk Festival.
Yep, that's going to be intense as usual. No sleep and running from A to B constantly.
You guys do that much better than I do. And then Kiwigrass. You'll be playing at Kiwigrass as often as you can. Now, we're going to have a Hamilton County tent at Kiwigrass, just got a big gazebo, that sort of thing. So you're welcome to call by there any time.
Yep, there's
going to be all sorts of stuff there. But I suspect that people will be able to find you from listening, cocking an ear and listening and saying, oh, there's Roadworks over there under that tree playing with a few other people. Because you're very good at jamming at festivals and things like that. So you're anticipating on doing a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm anticipating going down night. Yep.
Excuse me. That sounds good. Do you want to pick... No, pick another live track. I love listening to you live.
What should we play?
Let's play... is it Big Soda?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Big Skyota or Big Skyote or whatever you call it has got lots and lots of versions. It's a real standard American jam session song, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different orders that the minors and the C's go in.
Yeah, it's funny.
I want to see what you do.
It's funny jamming to that because everyone plays it differently, so you kind of either have to adapt to what they're playing or just keep playing what you are,
Absolutely. So you call it the Big Skyote. Do a big introduction on it.
All right.
See if I can remember it. Yeah.
Here we go.
That did sound a bit like a jam session version.
That was quite interesting.
You do the same chords as I do, or I do the same chords as you. So that is a stroke of luck. It really is. Okay, sounded very good. Big Skyote or Big Skyota. And there's one of the bands on YouTube do a great version with some excellent words in it. I won't be back again, or won't be back again.
Oh, yeah.
And they just nail the feel of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just lovely. So it's a tune that's crying out for words to me. And these guys really get it nicely. So have a listen to that. I've got other questions. I've got thousands of questions and I'm just picking them out. What interest do you have outside of music?
Ooh, that's a good question.
This is talking to Lawrence and Sam, the people, not the musicians. What do you do if you're not playing?
I am into woodwork quite a lot, so I'm always down in the shed building things. So that's basically all
Excellent.
I do. Excellent. Because it's just something I'm good at somehow. So I'm always in the shed building things, and so mostly guitars.
Yes, great.
So basically there is no people in there. It's all just based around the music.
Do you keep your shed tidy?
Yes, I try to, but it's kind of hard.
It's a disaster. Yeah, my shed's a disaster area. I have no ability at keeping it tidy whatsoever.
Just imagine a building that has way too much in it.
There's
just not enough room to fit it all yet.
Oh, I'm delighted. That's a wonderful activity for you.
Yeah. So that's mainly what I do.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Sam?
Well, do some things. So, pottery is one of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, we go on to the Potter's Society in Hamilton.
Yes.
And do that every Wednesday morning. And also something a little bit more strange than playing bluegrass at the age of 15 is doing yo-yo tricks.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really cool. Roy Acuff on the Grand Ole Opry was a fiddle player, a singer, and a yo-yo doofer.
Yeah.
And he could do all sorts of tricks with his yo-yo. So you're following great people there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's good to do other things, but yeah, you leave instruments lying around and pick them up at every opportunity and things like that.
Yep.
That sounds good. I like to hear that you have other interests and that the music is part of your life and not everything really. One of the biggest transitions we had to make when we became full-time musicians is we realised that we needed to have hobbies, because we'd now taken over our hobby as full-time employment, and we did spend still a lot of time on it, but you needed to have a side interest.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
And that took a little bit of reworking to make sure that happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting that you do pottery. Hamilton County's Alan Rhodes is a potter, and he wonderful, strong hands, man.
Not sure if it improves the playing or not, but it's definitely there.
Oh, sure it does, man. You develop muscles in your hands like you wouldn't believe. Pick another track off your Unrealistic Expectations album. Who picked the last one? You picked the last one, Lauren. Sam, you have to pick one.
All right, let's. How about Average Everyday Normal?
Okay.
You can try that.
Yes, okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure where that song came from, actually. It's just Lawrence is one of these people that goes into his room, and then he comes out with a song. And this is one of those songs. So he just went into his room and just obviously got a piece of paper and started writing down lyrics.
So if he wasn't your brother, he'd be really weird.
one of those guys.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, he is a bit
excellent
weird anyway.
we need more people like that. Okay, here is Average Everyday Normal.
Growing trees and falling leaves, rain keeps pouring down on me. Birds on calls, traffic stalls, buildings tall look down on me. Up and down and round and round, listen out for the sound of our average everyday. We get lost in ourselves. One out shoes beating down, walking round the same old ground. Things I do and things I say couldn't be one or the same. Down and round and round, listen out for the sound of our average everyday normal. We get lost in ourselves. Thank you. clearest night and brightest day. Time goes on and memories stray. Who you are and what you be sometimes isn't quite what it seems. Up and down and round and round. Listen out for the sound of our average everyday normal. Monday blues and Friday news. In the end, it's all the same in our average everyday normal. In our average everyday normal. In our average everyday normal. Try your mind and fail your will. Hard times come and good times prevail. Rising sun will always set. Some memories are harder to forget. Up and down and round and round. Listen out for the sound of our average everyday normal. Of our average everyday normal. In our average everyday.
Yeah, that's a good song. Good song, well put together. Nice, sounds great. Thank you very much. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and in the studio we have Sam Frangos-Rhodes and Lawrence Frangos-Rhodes playing some live music and playing new tracks off their Roadworks Unrealistic Expectations CD. And they will be at Kiwigrass coming up in a couple of weeks' time in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we're looking forward to that. Before that, they'll be at the Auckland Folk Festival. You can catch them there. And in fact, if you're up near Warkworth tonight, you can catch them at the Whangatau Hall, where you're playing tomorrow night. Wednesday night, okay? Tomorrow is always a difficult thing to say on this show because it only applies to the first time the show's aired.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. Some things. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you go along and see the people at Shearer's, you can have a look at their range of guitars and mandolins, and you can buy instruments and learn to play like Sam and Lawrence are doing. And I bought my first banjo from Shearer's Music Works a long time ago, and the idea lasted me for a while. And so great shop to go. They'll supply all your needs there. So thank you, Shearer's, for supporting Back Porch Bluegrass, and long may it continue. Hello to all the people out in Access Radio world in New Zealand, all around New Zealand. You're listening to this show at some time or other. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're enjoying our take on bluegrass music and our live show happening this episode. What else? The Access Radio people in Canada too, CFBX and Kamloops. Hello to British Columbia, and hello to all the folk and voice of Bombay, Newfoundland. Thank you for listening. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, yes, thank you for listening. I think it's Friday afternoons on Bluegrass Planet Radio, so hope you're enjoying some of the young bluegrass talent we have coming out of New Zealand. We've got a Kiwigrass Festival. I know you're hearing all about it, and lots of you won't be able to make it to the festival. But long time ago, several years ago, I went to the festival at Grass Valley in California. Wonderful bluegrass festival, and really enjoyed it, and wrote a song about it. And I'll play Hamilton County's version of that song. This is a story of a bluegrass festival in the hot summer sun of North California, up near Grass Valley, up amongst great big towering pines. They've got this festival site which is really nicely laid out, and the outside stage has got these huge towering redwoods, and it's a real wonderful backdrop for it. So let's hear the song called Grass Valley.
Friendly face.
One big family gathered here. A thousand chairs all in rows. We've all come to see the shows. Missy laying down the beat. Claire is singing pure and sweet. Pictures floating in the air. What a joy for us to share. I have been to California, up among the towering pines. When there's bluegrass music playing, Grass Valley comes to mind. It must be 90 in the shade. Had 6 cups of lemonade. The band is playing a favorite song. Wish that I could play along. Bought the CDs, had them signed. Met some nice folks in the line. Said, come and visit. Drink some coffee and have a jam. I have been to California, up among the towering pines. When there's bluegrass music playing, Grass Valley comes to mind. From the stage, a lonesome sound. Fiddler plays an old-time tune, saying, won't you come back soon? I have been to California, up among the towering pines. When there's bluegrass music playing, Grass Valley comes to mind.
That's the story of a bluegrass festival in California. Hopefully it'll sound like the story of a bluegrass festival in New Zealand in a few weeks' time. Really good. Okay. What changes your style? What forms your style? When you have a tune and someone says, let's work on that tune or let's do that tune, how do you decide how to do it? I know this is a technical question that's has no answer really, but
yeah, that's an interesting question. Yeah,
yeah, what makes the, do you just play and see how the tune comes
so
out?
Or if it's a tune that we're covering, we'll generally listen to as many versions as we can, if
right.
that's possible. But if not, then we kind of just learn it and it just happens really. So we kind of always end up with an arrangement somehow or another. It's it kind of just happens.
Whether it gets worked out in 10 minutes or, you know, 10 weeks or however long it takes, it always seems to work out eventually. Yeah.
Do you have some songs that don't really get off the ground? You start working on them and they just never quite seem right.
Yeah, there's always going to be songs like that. I find that sometimes we pick up a song and we think, this song's really going to work, we're really going to love this song, but it just never seems to really happen we play it through and we play it through and we change things, and it just never really seems to get along with how the band works.
Yes. And I know in our band we have rehearsed songs and got them sounding pretty good, and they've never actually made the playlist. And it's frustrating. You think, why don't we do that song? Oh, I like this one better, you know.
Sometimes it just doesn't fit in the set, eh?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So who do you follow? Who do you listen to that influences you stylistically?
Oh, that's a long list there, yeah.
Is it? Okay, well, that's interesting. So, just say some names then.
At the moment, we've been listening to lots of up-and-coming American bands, such as Mile 12.
Yes.
There's the Lonely Heartstring Band, and then there's also the bigger bands, such as the Punch Brothers, which we've been listening to a lot of.
Yes.
Which has kind of influenced us quite a lot. There's also the infamous String Dusters.
Yes.
They're very high energy, so those two bands have influenced us a lot recently, but there's also people like Tony Rice, which have influenced me quite a lot in my playing style, and all of the great musicians from the Newgrass Revival sort of thing, yeah.
There is so much you can get out of watching even people you don't like.
Yeah.
You look and you think, oh, that's a nice way to do it. You know, oh look, they do that. Hey, I never thought of doing it that way.
I'm pretty sure that everyone that we've ever listened to has influenced our music in some way or another, consciously or subconsciously.
Okay, yeah. So without actually having a big round crystal marble on the table in front of you, what do you see for the next 3 years?
Probably hoping to maybe get out another album or an EP, because we've even got some new songs that are coming out that Lawrence has been writing, and so we're kind of, well, I'm hoping to get our new album or another EP, but we'll see.
Probably just many long hours in a van driving from place to place.
That's the way it normally goes, yeah.
Yeah. It's good if you can get a van with windows so you can look out where you're going. Yeah. So that's good. I remember I had some musicians over here, and we were travelling down to Napier, and I said, does this remind you of travelling back home and, you know, in California? And they said, they were smart, real smart, Alex. And he said, no, not really. He said, we got a terrible old van. You sit in the back, you don't get a decent view. And when we stop for food, it's always crummy. Here we've got a lovely view while we're driving, and we're stopping for food, and we love the food. So his impression of travelling in New Zealand was a whole lot better than travelling in the States.
Yeah, there's a lot less distance to travel as well, I assume. Yeah,
it's a lot nicer. Okay, play another live tune for us.
What could we play?
Should we just play Cherokee Shuffle?
They're good tunes, those tunes, aren't they?
Yeah. Just play the standards, yeah.
Yeah, Cherokee Shuffle. We're likely to hear this out at Kiwigrass. It's a pretty standard jam session.
Several times,
I'd
say, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Do you just want to go straight into it?
Yeah.
Do you want to kick it or do you want me to kick it?
How's the tune go?
Oh, I'll kick it. Alright.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
very nice indeed. Sounded like some interesting improvisations there.
Yeah,
that were going on. Yeah, and I love the syncopated bits that you did for the rhythm in the last time through. That's good. I know.
Yeah, I kind of didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When the band does that to me, it absolutely throws me usually because I'm very, very much boom chick boom chick boom chick. And when there's
it takes a bit of getting used to. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, With your side interests of woodwork and pottery, they're both very hands-on activities.
Yeah.
Don't you ever look at bandsaws and think of fingers falling off?
Yes,
and
kind of every day, really.
Yes.
I recently broke my thumb in the workshop, which was not a lot of fun because I had to go on tour in Australia with a cast on my thumb, which slowed me down somewhat and made it slightly difficult.
I betcha.
But I'm going to be more careful using belt sanders now.
Yes. You can do a real tidy job on your fingernails with belt sanders, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's probably not the best hobby for a musician.
No, but many of them seem to do it.
Yeah. But I've still got all my fingers. They're work.
Work on that. Keeping them is good, yes. And what about you, Sam? Pottery, working on a potter's wheel, it's fingers in and munching stuff up.
Oh, as far as playing with mud goes, it's pretty safe. But I haven't seemed to have damaged any of my fingers in any way.
Touch wood, yes, definitely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just an occupational hazard. I know, being a musician at different times, I sprained my wrist once and I had to have my hand into a position that I could play from.
Yeah.
You know, because moving my wrist just hurt like crazy. And so I taped up my hand and I managed to do the gig. I've cut fingers, I've bounced a thumb off a blade of a saw, which didn't do it much good. And you get by.
I guess it's just as easy to drop a speaker or an instrument case or jam your finger in the door of a car.
Of course you can, yes.
It's always going to happen.
Yes, that's always the way. Okay, well, we can either play another track of Unrealistic Expectations or you can do another live track. What would you like to do? We've got, you'll just about be taking us out.
All right.
We'll play a track off the album.
You reckon?
Yeah. I'll play the Black and White Rag.
Black and White Rag. Right. Do you want to say something about it?
Bit of good fun. Not really. I think we kind of heard Tim O'Brien's version and stole it, basically, but don't tell him we said that.
Yeah.
Whose version was it?
Tim O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, well, yeah. If you're going to steal someone's version,
makes it a pretty fun mandolin tune.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been talking to Lawrence and Sam from Roadworks here. Thanks for bringing them in, Dad. It's a delight to have them in the studio, both playing live and being able to play from their new CD. If you're around the North Island of New Zealand, or even if you're in Australia, you've still got time to book a ticket to come over to Kiwigrass. The best way to find out about Kiwigrass is go to our website, www.kiwigrass.nz, and it's got more of the correct information there than I can ever tell you about on air. But you'll hear the Lonely Heartstring Band from the US, Bluegrass Parkway from Australia, Nine Mile Creek from Australia, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from New Zealand, the Pippi Pickers from New Zealand, Hot Diggity from New Zealand, Wires and Wood from New Zealand, and of course Roadworks from New Zealand will be there. These boys will be there. It's going to be a delight to have you there, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a great festival. We'll take it out with the track that we've selected when I get my head around where to put things.
Right.
Here's the Black and White Rag.